A Moment to Remember by Dee Williams. Read by Kim Hicks. Chapter 1. October 1908.
And where you been?
Millie stood and looked down at her well-worn black button-up boots.
Well? Answer me, girl.
Her father was sitting in the room they used for everything. It had a table and three mismatched chairs. One had the back broken off. That was what her father did when he was in one of his frequent rages. They only possessed one armchair, which stood next to the fire. Nobody dared to sit in his chair. He moved his bulk, and picking up the brass poker, pushed it into the few paltry coals sitting in the grate, causing them to burst into flame.
Your mother's been trying to feed the kids while you've been out gallivanting.
Arthur Ashe stood up. He was a tall, well-built man with a shock of black hair. His dark eyes were penetrating. And as he was still holding the poker, Millie cringed as she stepped back. She had felt the force of her father's hand many times, and stood waiting for the blow that would send her reeling across the room.
Lost your bleeding tongue, have you?
He leaned towards her. Millie, please answer your father. Ivy Ashe was a pale, thin woman who, after having 10 children in 12 years and trying to feed her family on the pittance her husband gave her, looked worn out.
I got caught up with all those women with banners and policemen. They was marching along the road and I couldn't get through.
What?
There was lots of people and policemen and I couldn't get past.
Leave her be, Arthur. She couldn't help it.
I've seen those silly cares outside the door.